Yeah. When you think about it, it's incredible the number of things you can do with eggs. In the past few minutes, we've shown you just a few of them. But there are literally dozens more just waiting for you to try. Each of them a great-looking, great-tasting dish that's a snap to prepare.
Underworld from Ultimate. Britain's number one.
In a house, we need a way of controlling devices and a way for the devices to actually know that they're being controlled. And the way we do that is to use a module rather like this. It plugs into the ring main and the appliance itself plugs into this module. The module, to distinguish it from other appliances in the system, has a number which can be coded by a little code wheel on the back. And this device happens to have address number 6. So we can take, for example, this lamp, standard lamp, plug it into the module, plug it into the mains. That module will be known as F6, so it will not recognize any commands that are not due for F6. And we can turn the lamp on and off by pressing the button. So we always have manual control, we can always override the control system. But of course, what happens if we want to control it somewhere else in the house where we can't reach it? We need a way of commanding it to do things. And to do that, we can use a commercially available device to control those modules. And this is something that also plugs into the mains. So we can, for example, turn the module by selecting 6 on or off.
Sort of intelligent. What we want, we've got great pictures. do the tremendous amount of number crunching necessary to and create new algorithms. And that's all part of the artificial intelligence thing.
Well, there it is, just one hole. Well, you might ask why anybody would want to use a 35,000-pound robot to put a pinhole in an egg. Well, the answer's quite straightforward. It's to stop the egg from cracking when you boil it. Until next week, goodbye. Hi. Hi.